I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, Egypt's Election Commission announced a handful of parliamentary election results. Most of the races are headed to runoffs. But of the four outright victories announced today, the Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party won two. They and other Islamist parties are expected to fare especially well in rural parts of the country. The World's Ben Gilbert traveled about 2 hours south of Cairo to find out why Egyptians there are favoring Islamist parties.
The town of Rohayam in Al-Fayoum province lies just off the highway, 2 hours south of Cairo. People here farm tiny plots of bean plants or cabbage by hand. Donkeys are still a viable means of transport. Most men dress in traditional long robes. The women all wear the headscarf, and some cover themselves completely with black niqab, which shows only the eyes. Yasser Hussein stood in line to vote earlier this week here. He works as a driver. He's conservative, like the majority of the 2,500 or so people who live here. So it's not surprising that he voted, like most of his neighbors, for the ultra-conservative Salafi party, Hezb al-Nur, one of the most hard-line Islamist parties in the Egyptian elections. We're all Muslims and we want Islamic law, Hussein says. During former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's near 30-year rule, Islamic parties were suppressed and rural places like this neglected. Millions of Egyptians survived on $2 per day, while fancy new suburbs were built for the wealthier Egyptians outside Cairo. Now, in the first real elections in more than 50 years, Islamic parties like Hezb al-Nur and the more popular and moderate Muslim Brotherhood are cashing in on years of social work and organization among these rural voters. Islamic party supporters here hope their candidates can root out the corruption so endemic under Mubarak's regime and help level the playing field. 35-year-old Baha Sayed, who works in a restaurant in Rohayam, says he wants justice. He says, by justice, I mean the Islamic law, which means equality between everyone. We don't want really rich people or really poor people. We don't want the old regime. We want a new regime that will accomplish this. When asked if a strict Islamic interpretation of Sharia law would mean girls couldn't go to school, like in Taliban-era Afghanistan, another Rohayam resident, 45-year-old day laborer Farak Abdul Zahar, says the Salafis in Egypt are not that extreme.
We're open-minded. We want to protect girls, and girls and women will have equal rights with men in Islam. They will go to college and will be educated. The Salafi party wants women to have rights under Islam, like a man.
At the same time, when I tried to interview the women standing in line to vote, the men insisted on answering questions for them. The election rules here required each party run a quota of women. The Salafi male candidates had pictures, while the women were often represented by a flower, or in one case, the candidate's husband. The Al-Nur party also openly advocates banning alcohol, regulating dress codes, and installing an Islamic banking system. The more moderate Islamist Freedom and Justice Party, the political party of the Muslim Brotherhood, is less aggressively Islamic, although it espouses many of the same ideas as the Salafis. It's popular in the nearby town of Sawaidat. Here, there's high unemployment. There's no sewage system, and nearby towns don't get clean water. Shaban Abdul Rizik, a 51-year-old postal worker, says he thinks the Brotherhood will help to change that.
The other parties, they're also good, but Muslim Brotherhood, they've got better people that are running, and they're tackling all the problems we want.
Among those problems is the price of cooking gas, which Abdul Razak says increased in the past year. He says the Brotherhood helped to push the price back down so local people could afford it.
Attacking the black market, and that's why they managed to get the stuff the reasonable price. And that's what the citizen wants. He wants someone that would support them.
It's the Brotherhood's organizational abilities that's allowed them to come out as the biggest winner in this phase of the elections. Mohammed Gamil is a local Muslim Brotherhood official in the provincial capital of Al-Fayoum City. He's neatly dressed in a suit and tie with a thin, freshly shaved beard. According to his party's polling, the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party are projected to win 40% of the votes in Fayoum, with the Salafis at 20%. He says the Salafis still have a lot to learn about politics and local organizing.
These are the first days or the first steps for them in policy and in political work and in social work. Basically, Nur and Salaf are our brothers, and we share so many things and how honest we work for our country. We may have different ways of understanding the right political way of this election, but we are all brothers, and we will be happy to share with them improving our country.
But the Brotherhood leadership announced they will not form a coalition with Hezb an-Nur in a new parliament. Aside from an-Nur, they're willing to work with anyone else. This is partly seen as a move to reassure secular and liberal voters. The biggest confrontation the Brotherhood will now encounter involves the military. There's still no clear indication of what kind of political system Egypt will have after the elections, and power is now concentrated in the military's hands. The Brotherhood will likely push for a powerful parliament. This will put it in conflict with the ruling military officers, who might have much to fear from strong civilian parliamentary rule. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Cairo.